You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Well, welcome back, and glad you could be joining us this morning on Wham! Talk 1600. Our phone number is 734-822-1600. Give me a holler. You can talk about anything. I'm game for just about any subject you've got and would love to have the company. We were talking last hour about insurance and the bridge items up in front of the state legislature right now and telling you to make sure that you do your homework. You don't have to believe me. I was having dinner last night and talking about the bridge. I didn't think most people knew about it, but a friend of mine, Joe, was asking me about it and quizzing me on the information on that bridge. And, you know, I try to live my life by common sense, and I expect others to do the same. And that includes our public elected officials. So I'll hammer one more time on this bridge. You know, let private industry handle those things that they handle and handle best. The federal government and the state government don't run things efficiently. They cost you and I money. And when things are as bad as they are, we don't need that right now. So common sense would dictate, you know, hey, if you have a choice of the taxpayer paying for a bridge or a public or private company paying for a bridge, what does it tell you? Common sense says, let the private company do it. That's really my biggest issue here, if we need a bridge at all, and I don't think we do right now. So make your legislators aware of your feelings on this. And if I'm wrong, do your homework and give them the same courtesy call that you support them if that's the case. Something else I wanted to talk about was the upcoming presidential election. We've seen Herman Cain rising through the polls. Now, Herman Cain is been a writer for North Star National, who we use in our newspaper quite a bit. And I've been using Herman Cain articles for probably 2 years now. So when he said he was going to run back in May, I did an article, an editorial in the May newspaper. You can go back and look at it. It's archived online at currentonline.com. And he was my pick then and there. And I still feel that way. Every time I see him in a debate, I feel stronger about that. And you need to look at Herman Cain. He does not have the money in the deep pockets that many of the other candidates up front, Perry and Romney, have. But he's got the biggest dose of common sense, I think, of any of the candidates running. And I would tell you to go to Herman Cain and .com and look for him. And find out information and make your own informed decision on who you're going to vote for in the primaries, because they are coming quick. We've seen Nevada wanting to move up, New Hampshire wanting to move up, Florida wanting to move up, and even Michigan's primary will be way earlier than it normal is. So make sure you do your homework on your candidates. What I have seen over the last few debates is kind of telling to me, because I liked Michelle Bachmann when she originally came on, but what I have seen is many of those candidates breaking Reagan's 11th commandment of not attacking other Republicans. And Michelle Bachmann has been quite the attack dog on not only Romney and Perry, but also Herman Cain. And it's probably one of the reasons she's dropping in the polls, because, you know, people just don't like mean-spiritedness. You know, you should be talking about the positive things in your campaign. Build yourself up. Don't cut others down. Perry and Romney, to some point, have also been attacking others, and I just don't see that knocking someone off the ladder is a conducive way to get to the top, because all you're doing is giving ammunition to the Democratic Party for the election, and it's not the way to go. And I think you're seeing Herman Cain rising because he's always positive. He's putting his message out there. And if you haven't seen the 999 campaign of his, look it up. It's kind of a twist on the fair tax. The fair tax, which is the 23% sales tax to fund government, makes a lot of people scared because they worry about their income. But they don't understand that it's a reduction because you won't pay income tax anymore. And in one of our future shows, we're going to get the fair tax guys back on here and keep hitting that hammer, because they need to get their message out there. But the 999 plan is a very nice plan, and it will get fleshed out in detail, of course, as these things always do. But Herman Cain is promoting that, and you need to look at it. So for me, I have my own little 555 plan for the election. What I would like to see is those of you who care and who do vote and want to see this election go in a better direction, you need to take five people that you know that are friends and maybe conservatives and get them to vote. Make sure they vote. Make sure they do what you're doing, talking it up, talking about the election. You need to get another five people who are independents who may not know which way they're going to vote and work on them and get them to get five other people to look at the election in a better light. And then you need to concentrate on five liberals, five Democrats. We all have liberal friends. I've got a few. But if you talk common sense to them, you might be able to get them to sway their votes as well. Because let's face it, even if you are a hardcore liberal, you got to admit, right now, this economy is not going in the direction it needs to be going. Obama's policies, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi's policies have not worked. I mean, for 2 years, they had complete control to do whatever they wanted, and they couldn't because their ideas were so scary, even their own people wouldn't vote for them. That should tell you that there's something wrong with that whole leftist agenda. Now that the House is back in conservative hands, they want to blame the House for it. Well, you had plenty of time. The blame game is over. It's time to start doing things right. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to do that. I think what you're going to see is an even harder turn to the left. Obama and Harry Reid are going to keep pushing and pushing because they're going to appeal to the base. And unfortunately, that's not going to help them with the independents. Independents are normally common sense people. They don't live by ideologues and ideology. They live by common sense decisions and common sense standards. And those are the people that make or break an election. And I think this time around, they're going to be thinking about change, but in a different manner of change. Not hope and change that's pie in the sky, but hope and change that brings us back to our core American values. And each one of us, again, has to do that. I hate to sound like I'm repeating it over and over again, but it is. It's up to us to make those changes. So take that 5-5-5 plan of mine and think about it. Think about five people that you can sway, five people that may be on the fence, and then reassure five people who think like you do. If you're listening to this show, you probably think like I do, or you wouldn't be listening. And make that change, you know, get out there and do that. If you can't afford to send $5 to your favorite candidate, try and sway five people to vote in a manner that is helpful for this election. So enough for Herman Cain. If you want to see more of his stuff, you can go to currentonline.com and click on the Daily Drift. I try to put something on there every day about Herman Cain. Every week we get an article from him from North Star National Group. And he's a very common sense man. You'll enjoy his writing. The next thing we want to talk about a little bit is what is happening with our troops. You're seeing a withdrawal in Afghanistan, but at the same time we're doing that, we're seeing more of our guys losing their lives. And it's not because they can't do the job. It's because they're being constrained by the policies that the Obama administration has put into place. And you can see that, you know, the death toll has gone up dramatically since the Democrats came into power here 2 years ago. And that needs to change. As we withdraw, we need to make sure they have the ability to fire back, not only when they're fired upon, but when they deem that something is going to happen. You're also seeing a resurgence of attacks in Iraq. And are we going to be able to get the rest of our guys out of there in time? I don't know. What spooks me probably more than anything is the fact that we just committed another 100 troops to Uganda to help fight the Lord's Army, which is this psychopath group of children soldiers who are, what they do is they actually take these children from villages, kidnap them, train them, give them an AK-47, and send them back to their village to kill their own families. And we'll talk more about this when we come back from the next break. And we'll also have to take care of some housekeeping. Got some sponsorships to talk about. See you in a minute.